Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Tennessee signee Brant Lawless has yet to report to school, has yet to report to Tennessee football. Austin Price caught up with him.
Cue the X-Files theme on what's going on with Brant Lawless.
Austin Price with VolQuest.com joins us here on the show. Austin, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys, and yourself?
Doing well. So what is up with Lawless? You spoke to him.
As you guys just said, yet to report to campus, says he will not be here for June or July. When I asked him why, was it academics? Was it his fault? Was it Tennessee's fault? Whose fault was it? And he did not really want to dive into it. Said he did not know. I'm sure he probably does know. Probably just did not want to discuss it with me. And he seemed frustrated, but at the same time was fairly poised. Was not like been out of shape about everything, and said they were. Trying to figure things out and move forward.
Did you get the sense this was a coaching staff decision?
I don't know if it's a coaching staff decision. He signed with Tennessee, if he wanted to show up here and he had everything in order, then he would be cleared to do so. So I don't think this is a situation where Jeremy Pruitt and company have cut Brant Lawless whatsoever.
Austin, I'm just making assumptions here, but when you say he's not going to be there in June or July, it makes me think it's a grades issue. Is that along the path of something that could be a big factor here?
Yeah, that's where your mind normally goes when you think about, why a kid's not here on campus and just trying to get that little bit of work done left on the docket. And so, if he's not able to get here by August, then I would say, if he asks for his release, I'm not sure Jeremy Pruitt grants that. Maybe he does. I don't know. And then maybe he ends up elsewhere. Otherwise, I would say, the junior college route or a prep school route would be the way to go for Brant Lawless. And, obviously, he was a part of a year ago at this time, Lawless was committed and Lineker was getting ready to pop. And then Emerson popped a little bit after that. And that made up what Tennessee fans knew as the big three defensive linemen. And currently speaking, they only have one of those three on campus, and that's Greg Emerson. And he ended spring practice playing on the offensive line.
So best guess right now, Austin, because you've seen so many situations like this over the years, do you think Brant Lawless ends up in Knoxville playing for Tennessee?
I'm going to say at this point, no. I don't, as I put on Volquist earlier today, I would say, in talking to some people, it does not seem likely. But I totally won't rule it out. But at the same time, in my opinion, I would say no at this point.
Austin Price is with VolQuest.com. He joins us here on the Midday 180. Jared Garantano has said that this coaching staff has made him more confident. Should we take that as, wow, this is big news? Or do you think a quarterback would say that about any new coaching staff that's coming in?
I think a quarterback would say that about any new coaching staff, much like, it's easy for the media to write about the new strength coach when there is one and all that he's done. Is it possible for Jared Garantano to be any more confident? I mean, he's had that New York swagger for a long time and, we'll see. I think he's going into the season, no matter what Jeremy Pruitt said, back at the end of spring, I think he's going into this thinking, this is still my job. And Keller Christ is going to have to beat me out. And Keller Christ is not going to be able to beat me out. That's Garantano's mindset. I mean, he's very confident in his ability. I think for Tennessee football, for Jeremy Pruitt and for this program, I think they need Garantano to beat Keller Christ out. Because that means your best quarterback, if he beats him out, that means your best quarterback's on the field, and your best quarterback has two more years after this year.
Yes.
Otherwise, Garantano's likely not going to stick around. Christ is out of here at the end of the year. And are you really, putting your future on, Will McBride and JT Shrout? Get it through 25 interceptions last year as a high school senior?
Are you surprised?
I don't think so.
Are you surprised that he feels more confident in this offensive system compared to what he was
running? No. Nope. Because at the end of the day, as we've said 100 times on this very show, he is a quarterback that can run, not a running quarterback. He likes a pro-style offense. He would rather get under center and do some things out of the shotgun and you know, use his wheels and roll out, but not necessarily look to do a lot of zone read stuff. That's not him. You know, everybody just lumps him in and kind of stereotypes him. But he likes being in the pocket, throwing the football. He does not want to run unless he just has to. And so, you know, I think that he feels very comfortable in what Tyson Helton brought to the table. I think with what they want to do offensively, with using more tight ends, getting under center, getting downhill in the run game, running some play action pass, and throwing deep balls, which is something he's pretty good at. I think that there's a reason for him to be more comfortable in this offense than the Butch Jones offense.
You know, we talked a lot about Keller Crist and some other guys, Brandon Kennedy with the news from the SEC, probably will be a Vol soon enough. One guy we haven't asked you about that could pay immediate dividends for Tennessee in terms of a transfer is Madre London from Michigan State, a bigger running back. Do you think he's a guy that could see some a considerable amount of carries in this year with Tennessee?
We'll see. I'm always skeptical of grad transfers just because they all have left for a reason. Most of the time it's because they got beat out by somebody else that was better at the other school. I do think he adds depth to the position. I'll need to see him before I really give a full judge on that. I still think Ty Chandler's the guy. You know, I know he's not exactly what Jeremy Pruitt and him want as far as size. I mean, he's a little bit smaller back. But I just think that the dynamics that he brings are something that nobody else on this roster can do. So, ultimately, I think Madre London, Jeremy Banks, other guys that are bigger backs will factor in certain situations. But right now, I still think it's Ty Chandler's backfield until he gets beat out by somebody, and it'll take till August before we see anybody have a chance at that.
The nation's number one offensive tackle, Darnell Wright, was in Knoxville another time this weekend. Do you feel like Tennessee has the momentum there to land maybe the best offensive lineman in the country?
I think they have the momentum in that recruitment. I think Alabama is sitting right there with a good shot at him as well. He still wants to take trips to see Georgia. He's not been to Athens, not been to Clemson, not been to Miami. But time is dwindling because you've only got a couple of weeks till the dead period starts. And then, you know, once you come out of the dead period, most of these high school kids are back with their high school teams as high school football ramps up sooner and sooner. I mean, last year, what, State of Tennessee went into pads or started practice, you know, in the teens of July. So like 19th, 18th, 19th. You know, I mean, it's remarkable how early and earlier it starts every year. And so, you know, I think the time is dwindling for him to take a lot of unofficial visits. So to get him on campus this summer, right now, to bring his mom, Miss Kimberly Adams, who has not been anywhere. This was her first trip ever, you know, to see a school. I thought it was really big for Darnell and for Tennessee and the recruitment of Darnell Wright. It's not a slam dunk that Tennessee's going to land this kid, but I do think that they are very much trending for him in a positive way. But I think he's got a long way to go. He wants to take official visits, wants to take all five official visits. And I think you're seeing, you know, December, January before he does anything.
Tennessee's really made inroads with defensive backs and that they need help there for sure. Warren Burrell, one of those players, North Gwinnett High School down in Georgia, made his third trip to Knoxville this past weekend. As of right now, Austin, where does Tennessee stand with Warren Burrell, a very talented defensive back prospect?
I think Tennessee has put themselves in a good position exiting this weekend. He still wants to visit Florida, going to visit NC State. I think the Wolfpack are the sneaky dark horse in this deal. Dave Dorn selling the fact that he's got seven guys that just got drafted in this past NFL draft. I think that NC State is sneaky here, kind of like they were with Tyon Palmer a year ago. They started building that relationship with Warren Burrell about 2 years ago when he was, you know, coming out of his freshman year of high school. He's done a nice job of kind of, you know, almost laying in the weeds, so to speak. So I'll be interested to see, you know, what happens coming out of that NC State visit. Right now he wants to do something in July. Tennessee very much if not at the top, right at the top with a couple other teams for the services of Warren Burrell.
And Austin, since the last time we talked to you, Rick Barnes got his highest rated commitment from a player in his time at Tennessee, and DJ Burns out of South Carolina. What kind of player is Tennessee getting with Burns?
An athletic post that can step out and shoot it from 12, 15 feet. I mean, I think a good player with the back, with his back to the basket, but he's still got to get physically stronger. He still has to just physically mature and learn the game of basketball. I don't think it hurts him at all if he comes in red shirts this next year. I really don't. I mean, and I think that was, the talk with his parents is like, hey, we're going to get him in. And if he's ready, we'll play him. And if he's not ready, we're not going to rush him. You have to understand, he's skipping his senior year of high school. I know a lot of kids would love to do that. He's out of here. He'll graduate early. And so, he's just 17 years old. So we'll see how it plays out. But I think that Rick Barnes, you add him, if they're able to add a guy like Trey Mann in this 2019 class, all of a sudden Rick Barnes and all the people that are like, retirement Rick, just bringing in those three stars, they don't have anything to complain about anymore. All of a sudden he's bringing in four-star guys that are highly coveted by, programs like Kansas, Florida, and others. And so, if he continues to develop the players he brings in and then starts sprinkling in some real studs around them, that's when this program has a chance to really blossom.
Austin Price is with VolQuest.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Austin Priceless. He joins us twice a week for the VolQuest Report. Austin, thanks so much, man. Good insight on the Lawless story.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Brant Lawless has not reported to campus yet. He's the only signee left that has not. And it's undetermined as to what the reason is.
Two big takeaways there. Austin says he absolutely does not think this is a situation where Jeremy Pruitt is cutting him in any way, but he also says he does not expect Brant Lawless to ever play for Tennessee. So confusing as to exactly what's happening
and
with Brant Lawless.
He said it's easy to connect the dots with grades if you're just looking at the June-July storyline there.
Yeah.